Zoom.
You got Carl and Bob in Petersburg.
All right, so we have a board here. So let's go ahead and call this August 12, 2022 special meeting of CEPA to order. We have a couple items on the list. So Sharon, would you call the roll, please?
I will. Sievertson?
Present.
Donato?
Here.
Bradbury? Gage? Priceunka? Galarma? Hansen?
Here.
Walker?
Here.
Lynn?
Here.
Hagerman?
Here.
Okay, aside from CEPA staff and council and the board members, do we have anybody else on the line? No response, Mr. Chair.
I'd like to ask for a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Do I have a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion or addition? Hearing and seeing none, Chairman, please call the roll.
Mr. Chair, somebody else did just chime in. Should we make sure?
Who else do we have online?
It's Steve Persunk in Rango.
Oh, wow.
There you are. Hi, Steve.
There we go. Okay. Thank you,
hi.
Steve. Gotcha. Mr. Priceunka, we're just ready to call the roll on approving the agenda.
Okay.
Okay. So, Sievertson.
Yep.
Hansen.
Yep.
Lynn.
Yes.
Priceunka.
Yes.
Thank you.
So the agenda is approved. It brings us on to new business. Item 3A, discussion and consideration approval of resolution 2022-085, authorizing amendments to restatement of the CEPA's retirement security plan. Great. But we need to get a motion.
Okay. Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I move to adopt resolution 2022-085, authorizing amendment and reinstatement of the retirement security plan for the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, effective July 1, 2022.
Do I have a second?
Steve, second.
All right. It's been Bob and was it Steve seconded?
Yep, Mr. Hansen.
Hey, what do you got for us here?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the call. So first item here of business is it's essentially just a housekeeping issue. Every 5 years or so, NRECA does a restatement essentially of their defined benefit retirement plan, and it's just an update to revise any law revisions or tweaks in the plan. So the restatement does not change any plan provisions for that affect our use of the plan. So essentially no change, but kind of a housekeeping issue. Happy to answer any questions anybody has.
Do we have any questions? And again, this is just a restatement. There's no actual cost associated with this at this particular point in time. It's just changing to keep up with any regulations that may have changed. Hearing and seeing none, Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Priceunka? Mr. Priceunka?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Hansen?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. So that brings us on to item 3B, discussion and consideration approval of resolution 2022-086, rebonding CEPA headquarters. That's what the reason is. So, and I think that's on page 24.
Right? Correct.
That PDF page, yep.
So if you turn to that, do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I move to adopt resolution number 2022-086, authorizing the sale and issuance of electric revenue bond series 2022 to the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank consistent with the terms provided in the resolution in order to provide the funds necessary I to pay or reimburse SEPA for the cost of a new SEPA headquarters building, capital project RR19326, the improvement, and two, to make a deposit to the bond reserve fund as necessary, and three, to pay the issuance cost of the agency.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second. This is Steve.
All right, Steve, thank you very much. So it's been moved and seconded. Trey.
So this is the final step required by the bond bank. Final approval from the board to authorize me to execute any documents required to finalize the issuance of the bonds. We anticipate that they'll do pricing in the middle of September, and then they'll wrap all that up hopefully by the end of the month. So pretty straightforward, nothing's really changed. I will say that the bond costs right now are looking pretty good, actually. I looked at the 10-year note earlier today, and it's under 3, so looked at in my memo that I talked a little bit about. It's a little bit different looking at mortgage rates, or they kind of started escalating up, and although they backed off a bit, but the long-term bond, especially the far end of the bond, is still very flat, about 3%. So anticipating that when they go to execute this bond, you'll note in here that it does say up to $6 million, and that's just because there's a par value amount in there, but actual proceeds will be about $5.5 million, so that gives the bonding agency to execute it and sell some premium bonds that often result in some savings. So, happy to answer any questions.
Do we have any questions? So it is for up to $6 million.
That's just the par.
That's just the par, yep. Yeah. And I remember when we went into this, the discussion was to get it done while the rates were still low, and I'm glad to see that we're still at that particular point at this time. So I think that pulled the trigger at the right time on this particular project. So thanks for that recommendation, and thank the board for moving this stuff forward. So is there anybody else that has any questions in regards to the building? Or the loan? Hearing none, Chairman.
Mr. Chair, this is Joel, and I'll just comment that the more the agency uses the bond bank, I mean, the simpler the process seems to be, and it just really reemphasizes in my mind what a great benefit it has been to the agency to be able to avail itself of the bond bank. So, just a comment there. Thanks.
Yeah, this has been a good option for us, particularly at this time. And I remember when we went and got the okay to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I had to get a law passed at the state level in order to give us access to the bond bank.
Yeah.
And it's proven to be, probably saved us a lot of money along the way. And then the issuance costs are significantly lower through the bond bank. And as Joel noted, it's a simpler process, and they provide a lot of the bond council, if you were. We have our own bond council, but it's been a good relationship so far.
Good, excellent.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Hearing none, Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Lynn?
Yes.
Prysanka?
Yes.
Siebertson?
Yes.
Hanson?
Yes.
Thank you.
So that concludes the new business. I guess I'll go around. Is there any comment from the board members at this particular point in time? We do have Ed in the room, and as this bond relates to the building construction has been going very well. So, Ed, is there anything that you want to update these guys that are out of town about where we're at in the process?
Yeah, we're right on schedule, maybe within a week of our total schedule right now, and looks like we're going to be finishing up February, ready to move in sometime March.
Right. And then we do have the electrical conference here in town. I don't know if any of you are planning to attend that, but I certainly hope that you take that opportunity. But we also have Southeast Conference coming up. So for you board members, I think that we have done this in the past. And if there's any questions to that, I think that I would just direct staff that if there are those that are interested in coming, that they contact the office and let us know ahead of time. That should be an interesting Southeast Conference. I'm sure they're going to have all the federal individuals running for office in town to have a round table of some kind with them or a panel.
We usually have a small energy utility update that kind of do a round table just of major project owners in Southeast and kind of give an update on where we're at. I'll say the utility element of it is fairly small, but I think it's important. There's a lot of interesting discussion that occurs, especially with some of the Ring Country data that they get, the data sets, you know, population growth and the tourism numbers and stuff kind of gives us a sense for load growth and how things are going in the economy in Southeast. So, good benefit there. And also the conference, the utility conference, one of them is the Alaska Power Association. SEPA's hosting that conference. The Monday just prior to that, National Hydroelectric Association will be here for a one-day conference as well. And we'll have some dignitaries from the state and some folks from the Fed level. So it should be a good update on the infrastructure dollars. So Miles Baker from the governor's office will be here attending that on a panel as well.
Excellent.
Yeah, so there should be some good updates that come out of that and some value for folks that like to attend that stuff.
So Southeast Conference is going to be here in Ketchikan and it's scheduled for September 13th through the 15th. So if you're going to consider that, you can get on Southeast Conference's website and see what the agenda is going to look like and who the speakers are and that kind of stuff. But please contact Sharon here at the office and make arrangements if you plan to attend that. I think a lot of board members are already doing that through the communities that they represent and the councils and assemblies they sit on. So, is there anything else? We'll just go through the board members, I guess. So we have Mark. Do you have anything?
No, just listening in. I don't have anything to add right now.
Thank you. Bob?
Oh, quite peaceful in the north end. Plenty busy, though.
All right, Mr. Hagerman. Carl?
Thanks, Bob. No comments. Thank you.
So we have Steve Perdunka. Do you have anything?
No, sir. Thank you for a good meeting.
And Steve, number two, what do you have for us?
thanks for the invite to come down to Ketchikan, but I'm going to be either out of town or super busy.
You're retired. What's this busy stuff?
Well, I had to put my weed eater down to come on this conference, so there you go.
Oh, tough life, I know. All right. Well, if there's no other comments, anything the staff would like to add, any updates or anything that we got coming at us?
No, just the regular board meeting coming up September 22nd, 23rd in Petersburg. So
looking forward to coming and visiting Petersburg.
Yeah.
Yes.
Been a long time.
Do I have a motion for adjournment?
Move to adjourn.
Do I have a second? It's been moved and seconded. Is anybody opposed? Hearing, seeing none, the board will rule that we stand adjourned. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling in, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thank you.